On a Saturday night in late December of 1980, a strange craft appeared to hover over the skies of Texas before appearing to malfunction and emit intense heat. Later, as the craft ascended into the sky, a squadron of nearly two dozen helicopters would surround it. Witnesses to the event would later complain of health problems they believed may have been brought on by the event. Meanwhile, around the same time, sightings of UFOs were occurring in Rendlesham Forest, thousands of miles away in the UK. Nick Redfern, a notable author and researcher on the topic of UFOs, drew parallels to these two occurrences over the weekend, adding a third unexpected component to the mix.
In the latter part of December 1980, one particular portion of the east coast of England, where there's a lot of military bases, lesser so now, but back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, there was a lot of military bases there. And over the years, there'd been some sort of kind of small UFO events until December 1980, where there was three nights of activity in Rendlesham Forest. And Rendlesham Forest is pretty much on the east coast of England. And a number of military personnel, who were actually US personnel that were working in one of the US bases, which was actually brought over to work in the UK, but they were US personnel. And what happened was that on the first night, there was a lot of strange lights in the sky above the forest. Other people said they saw these small creatures, kind of like little small aliens. Others said that they had missing time. Their memory was gone as to what happened. Now, this story was actually hidden by the British military in the UK and also the US military people that were working in the UK. And so we had this situation for years where there were rumours as to what had happened, but the story didn't really come out until around about 1984. And then the UK media broke the story and everything came tumbling out. And it grew and grew. And there were different theories as to what had happened. You know, was it aliens? One of the guys, Jim Peniston, he said that he had sort of like data sort of played into his brain. And he said that what he saw, or what he was told, was that it was not really anything to do with aliens, but it was us from the future, like time travellers coming to the 21st century or the 20th century. And so it was one of these stories where there are so many different angles. And to make it even more weirder, on one of the nights, a Russian Cosmos satellite broke up in the Earth's atmosphere, and part of it slammed into the ground only 40 miles from Rendlesham Forest. So you've got a Russian satellite coming down. You've got people saying it's time travelers. No, it's aliens. And you know, you put all this together, and you've got a really weird, strange story. What's even more stranger is that on the same night of when the Russian satellite came down, when all the US personnel in England were still around, on the same night there was a major UFO landing just outside Houston, Texas. And so, yeah, I mean, it sounds like something that couldn't happen, but it did.
Redfern, who was the keynote speaker for last Saturday's Texas UFO convention in Jefferson, Texas, concedes there are a lot of theories about what may have actually happened during these seemingly disparate events, but he himself leans towards the idea that technology may have played an important role in the sightings.
And my view is quite different. It sort of relates to the scenario of the military creating holograms. In other words, you know, we could project images which weren't really there. You know, they were, or the image was there, I should say, but the craft itself would never have really been there.
Saturday's UFO convention was a first in Jefferson, Texas, and featured several speakers that touched on a number of topics, including those related to folklore, historical sightings, and mysterious crashes. Dr. Rita Louise spoke about myth as history.
If you start taking myths from around the world and compare them, there actually is a global narrative that you find in diverse cultures, you know, the Americas, Europe, Australia, that are very consistent and to the outsider kind of unexplainable because, you know, according to scientists, we've all developed our own individual cultures. So how do you explain these stories that are extremely similar?
Meanwhile, author Patricia O'Connor spoke about her book, Bleed Through, which explores a series of incidents that occurred between 2010 and 2013.
So what happened was that there was this fellow who ran an aircraft repair business at a little out-of-the-way airport in the middle of nowhere, and he had been there for many years before, and all of a sudden in 2010, he started having all this activity. It started with UFOs, and then there were aliens, and then there were demons, and there was possession, and there was poltergeist activity, and just things that I never thought of going together started happening to him. And, of course, being an aircraft repair person, having a, you know, registered, certified aircraft repair station, plus being a flight instructor, you don't want to go anywhere near this stuff. I mean, it'll ruin your career.
Event organizer Craig Woolheater explains his goal for hosting the Texas UFO event was to bring yet another avenue for tourism to Jefferson.
You know, I've been hosting the Texas Bigfoot Conference here since 2001. And since I've moved to Jefferson, I've always wanted to bring tourism to Jefferson because it's a tourist town. So I was trying to think of cool events to have here in Jefferson. And I've always been interested in extraterrestrials and flying saucers, UFOs. And so I just thought there's not one of these out here in this part of the state. There are others, there's one like down in Edinburgh, and there's one in San Antonio, but really those are the only regular UFO events. So I thought that, you know, heck, I'll have a UFO con.
For Dr. Rita Louise, the choice to host a new UFO conference in Jefferson is a natural fit.
Jefferson is kind of a magical place, you know, and they bring in people with thoughts and ideas regarding all kinds of different subjects into Jefferson for conventions or trade shows or, you know, I mean, at this venue, you know, I participate in the GO show, the History, Haunts, and Legends Conference. I've been doing that for 17 years. And, you know, I participated in the Bigfoot Conference, but I've also come here for a gun show, and I know there's a quilting show. I mean, there's all kinds of different things, or there are the bike rallies, and, you know, that all happen in little spooky Jefferson, Texas.
And that wraps up our coverage of the first Texas UFO Con in Jefferson, Texas. If you're interested in future events hosted by Woolheater, well, there's a Bigfoot Film Festival scheduled for December 9th through 10th in nearby Marshall, Texas. You can find out more about that on the 2022 Bigfoot Film Festival Facebook page. For KTXK Think Radio, I'm Sabrina McCormick.